We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives right now. I'm at the public library in Queens talking to Luis, who's been running digital literacy workshops for 20 years. Luis, what are you seeing? It's overwhelming, Alex. Yesterday, a woman came in crying because her insurance claim was denied by what she called the computer. She had no idea it was an AI system, no understanding of how to appeal, nothing. Just kept saying, but I paid my premiums.
This is exactly what I study, the deliberate complexity. I'm Maya, critical pedagogy researcher. Companies wrap AI in mystification on purpose. They don't want people understanding these systems.
Maya, you're saying this confusion is intentional?
Absolutely. Look at any AI service's terms of use. They're designed to be incomprehensible. I've analyzed hundreds. Average reading level is postgraduate, but they're serving everyone from teenagers to seniors.
I'm Miguel. I teach media literacy at the community center. The deepfake panic really shows this gap. People either think everything is fake now, or they can't spot obvious AI generation. There's no middle ground of actual understanding. Nadia here, tech reporter. I spend half my time now just translating AI announcements into plain English. Companies announce leveraging large language models for enhanced user experience when they mean a chatbot will answer your questions now. Can I interrupt? I'm Patricia, 72 years old, and I've been trying to understand why my Facebook feed changed. My granddaughter says it's the algorithm like that explains anything. I worked in technology for 40 years, but this feels deliberately obscure. Patricia raises a crucial point. Even tech-savvy people are lost. Luis, what specific literacy gaps are you seeing? Three main areas. First, people don't understand data collection. They have no idea their grocery loyalty card feeds AI systems that influence their insurance rates. Second, they can't recognize AI-generated content. Third, they don't grasp how AI makes decisions about their lives.
And we're failing them with our explanations. We say machine learning and neural networks when we should start with concepts. Like, AI finds patterns in data to make predictions. That's it. Build from there.
The media literacy piece is terrifying. I showed my workshop group that UNESCO report on deepfakes. They were shocked to learn that most AI-generated content has no warnings, no labels, nothing. Because disclosure would hurt profits. I've interviewed executives who explicitly said labeling AI content would reduce engagement. They want the mystery. So we have deliberate obfuscation, meeting a public without frameworks to understand. Patricia, what would have helped you? Honest explanation. Stop treating us like we're stupid or like we're programmers. I don't need to know how a car engine works to understand that pressing the gas makes it go faster. Same with AI. That's brilliant, Patricia. We need those kinds of analogies. I've started explaining recommendation algorithms like this. Imagine a librarian who only shows you books similar to what you've read before. That's your Netflix AI.
But even that obscures the manipulation. It's not just showing similar things. It's designed to maximize watch time, which means showing you things that will keep you hooked, not necessarily what you choose.
This is where critical thinking frameworks matter. In my workshops, we practice asking, who built this? What's their goal? What data went in? Who benefits when I click? Those are exactly the questions companies don't want asked. I've seen PR teams specifically trained to avoid answering them. They'll talk about user empowerment and personalized experiences instead. Let's get specific about different domains. Luis, what about civic AI literacy? People have no idea AI is deciding their eligibility for government services. A man came in last month, automatically denied food assistance. The letter just said, based on available data. What data? What algorithm? No answers.
This is where literacy becomes a justice issue. If you can't understand the system denying you services, you can't fight it. We're creating digital caste systems.
It reminds me of credit scores when they first started. Nobody understood them, and that was by design. Now it's happening with everything. The workplace dimension is huge too. People don't realize their resume might never reach human eyes. AI screens them out based on keywords they don't know to include. I interviewed hiring managers who admitted they don't understand their own AI screening tools. They buy them because vendors promise bias reduction but can't explain how they work. So even the implementers lack literacy. Maya, how do we break this cycle?
Start with concepts, not tools. Teach pattern recognition, how AI looks for correlations. Teach data awareness, what you generate and who uses it. Teach system thinking, how these pieces connect.
And make it relevant to daily life. I do an exercise where people list every AI interaction from waking up, phone face recognition, email spam filters, traffic routing, playlist generation. They're shocked. Media literacy has to include AI literacy now. Teaching people to spot deepfakes is good, but understanding why they're created and distributed by algorithms is crucial. We need transparency laws, requiring plain language explanations when AI makes decisions about people. Not just AI was used, but this AI looked at X data and decided Y because Z. Would companies actually comply? They seem to profit from confusion.
That's the key insight, Patricia. AI literacy threatens business models built on manipulation and obscurity. Real understanding would lead to demands for change.
Let's talk about the generational divide. Luis, are you seeing differences in how age groups approach AI literacy? Huge differences, but not what you'd expect. Younger people use AI constantly, but don't question it. Older folks like Patricia ask better critical questions once they understand the basics. Teenagers in my workshops think they're AI savvy because they use filters and chatbots, but they can't explain how recommendation algorithms shape their worldview. They're users, not understanders. My generation grew up learning to question authority. These systems present themselves as neutral, objective. Young people seem to accept that because companies deliberately cultivate that perception. It's just math, or the algorithm decides, as if algorithms aren't human choices encoded in software.
This is why critical AI literacy matters, not just how to use tools, but how to question them. Who decided what data to use? What patterns to look for? What counts as success?
What about linguistic and cultural barriers to AI literacy? Massive issue. Most AI literacy resources are in English, assuming Western contexts. A Bangladeshi grandmother faces different AI systems than a suburban American teenager, but we teach one size fits all. The UNESCO report mentions sign language communities being completely excluded from AI translation discussions. Decisions made without even consulting affected populations.
Cultural concepts of privacy, authority, and technology vary hugely. AI literacy that doesn't acknowledge this perpetuates digital colonialism.
I've covered AI deployments in global South countries where literacy materials were literally Google translated from Silicon Valley frameworks, useless and insulting. Even within America, we have these gaps. My book club tried to understand how Alexa works. The explanations assumed knowledge we didn't have. So we need culturally responsive AI literacy. Maya, what would that look like?
Start with local concerns and contexts. Build from familiar concepts in each community. Co-create materials with affected populations. Don't impose external frameworks.
In practice, that means working with community leaders. The imam at our local mosque helped create AI literacy materials addressing his congregation's specific concerns about facial recognition. We need to recognize different literacies too. Someone might not know technical terms, but deeply understand surveillance from lived experience. Build on that knowledge. This connects to language justice, AI explanations in plain language, multiple languages, accessible formats. Not afterthoughts, but core requirements. Let's focus on solutions. What does effective AI literacy education actually look like?
First principle, start with people's actual encounters with AI. Not abstract concepts, but here's why your loan was denied, or this is how your feed is curated.
Hands-on exploration. We do workshops where people can see how changing their data changes AI outputs, makes it concrete, not theoretical. Critical questioning frameworks. We practice with real examples, job ads, news feeds, product recommendations. Who benefits from showing me this? What am I not seeing? Can we talk about fear? Many seniors are terrified of AI, partly because explanations make it sound like magic or menace. Neither helps understanding. Great point. Media coverage oscillates between AI will save everything and AI will destroy everything. Neither supports actual literacy.
Exactly. We need balanced understanding. AI is a tool created by humans with human biases and goals. Powerful but not magical, concerning but not inherently evil.
What about the emotional dimension of AI literacy? Huge factor. People feel stupid when they don't understand, angry when they realize they're being manipulated, helpless against systems they can't comprehend. We have to acknowledge those feelings. I start workshops by saying, it's not your fault you don't understand. These systems are deliberately confusing.
Emotional literacy about AI includes recognizing manipulation, how recommendation algorithms exploit our emotions, how engagement metrics prioritize outrage over information.
Companies know this. Internal documents I've seen discuss user emotional states and engagement triggers, but public communications never mention manipulation. This makes me angry. We're not just users or consumers, we're citizens. We have a right to understand systems shaping our lives. That anger can motivate learning. Luis, how do you channel frustration into empowerment? By showing people they can understand, they can question, they can demand better. We role play challenging automated decisions, writing complaints, finding human contacts.
Critical consciousness development. Once people understand these aren't neutral systems but human choices, they can imagine alternatives.
Media literacy includes teaching people to document AI harms, screenshot biased results, save denial letters, create evidence. Understanding plus action. This is why companies fear true AI literacy. Informed users would demand accountability, transparency, alternatives. The current model depends on ignorance. Let's talk practical frameworks. Maya, you mentioned starting with concepts, not tools. Can you elaborate?
Core concepts everyone needs. Pattern recognition. AI finds patterns in data. Prediction. It uses patterns to guess future outcomes. Training data. Patterns come from past examples. Bias. Past data contains past prejudices.
I add practical concepts. Feedback loops. AI decisions create data that trains future AI. Opacity. You usually can't see inside the decision. Stakes. What happens when AI is wrong about you? Don't forget manipulation concepts. Engagement metrics. Keeping you scrolling. Personalization, showing you a custom reality, dark patterns, design tricks to control behavior. These explanations already help more than anything I've read. Why isn't this standard? Because clear explanation threatens profits. Engagement drops when people understand they're being manipulated. Companies have calculated this.
Which is why public AI literacy is inherently political. It challenges power structures built on information asymmetry.
What about different learning approaches for different populations? Seniors often prefer structured, sequential learning. Start with one concept, practice, then build. Young adults might prefer exploratory, trial and error approaches. Visual learners need diagrams showing data flow. Kinesthetic learners need hands-on experiments. Auditory learners need discussions and explanations.
And recognize existing expertise. A nurse understands diagnostic algorithms differently than a retail worker understands recommendation systems. Build on professional knowledge.
Peer learning works well for seniors. We trust each other's experiences more than expert explanations. My book club teaches each other. Community-based learning challenges the expert model that tech companies prefer. They want authorized trainers, not peer educators, spreading critical perspectives. How do we scale intimate community-based learning? Train the trainer models. We prepare community members to lead AI literacy sessions in their own contexts. Churches, community centers, libraries.
Open educational resources help, but they must be adaptable, not prescriptive. Communities need to modify materials for their contexts.
Documentation and sharing. Communities solving AI literacy challenges should share approaches, materials, successes, and failures. What would a truly AI-literate society look like?
People would question automated decisions naturally. What data did you use? Can I see the logic? What are other options? Default skepticism, not acceptance.
Regular audits of AI systems affecting communities, not just by experts, but by affected people who understand enough to ask hard questions. Media would include AI disclosure as standard practice. This recommendation was generated by analyzing your viewing history and optimizing for watch time. Companies would compete on transparency, not opacity. Our AI is more understandable would be a selling point. Seniors like me wouldn't feel excluded from digital life. We'd understand enough to make informed choices about engaging or resisting. We're seeing frameworks emerge. Start with concepts, build on existing knowledge, emphasize critical questioning, support community learning. But implementation faces barriers.
The biggest barrier is investment. Who funds critical AI literacy? Not companies benefiting from confusion, not governments using AI for control. We need independent support.
Time is another barrier. People working multiple jobs don't have hours for workshops. We need AI literacy integrated into existing community functions. And we need to fight the narrative that AI is too complex for regular people. That's a deliberate myth maintaining power imbalances. Media has responsibility here. Stop amplifying corporate mystification. Demand clear explanations. Refuse to republish jargon-filled press releases. What gives me hope is that people want to understand. Every senior in my building has AI questions. The desire for literacy exists. That desire for understanding could drive change. Maya, final thoughts on building AI literacy movements.
Connect AI literacy to existing justice movements. Labor organizing needs to understand algorithmic management. Racial justice needs to grasp algorithmic bias. Health advocacy needs to comprehend AI diagnostics.
Make it practical and immediate. Not someday you might need this, but this helps you today. Show direct benefits of understanding. Celebrate small victories. Someone successfully appealing an AI decision. Communities forcing transparency. These stories inspire others. And keep exposing deliberate obfuscation. Name companies making things unnecessarily complex. Shame the practice of confusion as anti-democratic. Remember that everyone can contribute. I may not code, but I know when something's being hidden from me. That knowledge matters. The path forward requires recognizing AI literacy as fundamental right, not optional skill. When systems make decisions about our lives, we deserve to understand them. This isn't about making everyone programmers. It's about democratic participation in algorithmic society.
Exactly. AI literacy is literacy for the 21st century. Just as reading let people access power through written law, AI literacy lets people challenge algorithmic power.
And like traditional literacy, it requires sustained public investment, community support, and recognition that an illiterate population serves someone's interests. We'll continue investigating next week. The pattern across education, justice, and now literacy is clear. AI systems often increase inequality rather than reducing it. Understanding why and how remains crucial for charting alternatives.